I think we'll find out more in the next couple of weeks, not only with through the board meeting, but then our the basketball advisory committee will be meeting later in April. I had a chance, in fact, just this morning, to speak with the IBCA president about some conversation that their group had had. So we're in that process of gathering information from everyone. A year ago, you know, the board wanted to go for a second year with the format and try to just see if things were going to play out any differently, or, you know, in other words, didn't want to make any wholesale changes after 1 year, wanted to just see how things went in the second year. And, you know, I think we've shown that this format can be done, but, you know, we've acknowledged, even Beth Souser, our girls basketball administrator, and myself have acknowledged from the beginning that that first day, it doesn't matter what class you're in, you know, if your team loses in the semifinal game, it's a challenge to come back later that day and play in a third place game. And we've gotten used to having, when the tournament was in Peoria for whatever it was, nearly a quarter century, for folks to have a multiple day experience at the state finals. And that's the one thing we hear, that's the most common refrain that we hear about, that piece is missing. So I think we do need to maybe go back into the laboratory and see what we can do to make that, you know, something that everybody feels a little bit better about. We understand that's tough. You've had a school's had a great season. They make it to the state finals, and, you know, the semifinal game doesn't go like they want. And then they got to turn around a couple hours later and play in a third place game. So I think we need to go back in the laboratory. I think, though, one thing that we've also heard is that people really like Saturday. And I would hope that nothing happens where we diminish the four championship games. So maybe that means we've got to look at adding a day. I don't know. That'll be, I'm sure, part of the discussion. But is that the sense you get, Jim, when you talk to folks, that people really like that Saturday finale with the four championships?
Yeah, I get that feeling. And I thought, you know, you look at just the games this year, especially, and I know Metamora brought a big house, and so did Moline. But I think most basketball fans appreciate the four state title games on the Saturday. But again, the alignment for Thursday and Friday, however that's done, and I don't know what the contract obligations, if the association can get the extra day on a Wednesday with the U of I, I don't know. But then it comes down to some way having to change the alignment or the start times for some of those games, maybe on Thursday and Friday, where not everyone has to play twice in the same day.
Yeah, so that, like I said, that'll be a big, that's going to be, I think, what drives a lot of the conversation over the next month, is how we best accommodate that. Is it adding another day and sort of recutting the pie, or do we just recut the pie over the first 2 days to allow people more time to have a state finals experience?
Do you think,
because that is important?
Do you think there is going to be a change, though, next year? It won't be the same way it's been done the last 2 years.
My crystal ball got thrown away a long time ago. I think we're going to have some serious discussion. I think probably your point a minute ago is going to be the perhaps a big part of if something is done for next year, is are both venues, the State Farm Center for the boys tournament and Seth Q Arena for the girls tournament, if it was decided or preferred that adding a day was the option to first consider, is that possible with the venues?
Yep.
And then I think that'll drive a lot of what happens. And if not, then, you know, we'll have to look at it and see if it makes sense to, if those venues aren't available, does it make sense to redistribute how the games are played on Thursday and Friday?